It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins has burned through a homestead in Poudre Canyon that goes back 135 years. Here's CPR's May Ortega.
Pinehurst is 110 acres, sitting in the upper part of the canyon since 1885. Sue Schneider's family has owned the property for most of that time. North 40 News reports that firefighters told her a historic house and outbuildings were burned to ashes. There are a couple of other 100-plus-year-old buildings on the land, but Schneider has yet to receive news on their status. As of Thursday morning, the fire stood at more than 100,000 acres in total. Fire crews expect it to become active again as weather warms up. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
It looked like Colorado's weather would set a national record this week for the shortest time between a day with triple-digit temperatures and snow. The record was 5 days in South Dakota in 2000. But Colorado ended up in a tie after South Dakota defended its record. Climatologist Brian Brettschneider.
I think it's a fair statement to say South Dakota and Colorado both achieved the temperature-to-snow flip. But the Colorado examples were a little bit more extreme.
A weather station in Ordway, east of Pueblo, went from 104 degrees to nearly 4 inches of snow in just 2 days. Rapid City, South Dakota, went from 101 degrees to 1 inch of snow. Whether Colorado gets an 8th congressional seat will be determined in the last 3 weeks of the census count. State demographer Elizabeth Garner says Colorado has already met the population threshold. The key is for enough people to respond.
I feel fairly secure that we're going to get that 8th congressional seat, but it really matters that we count everyone.
Colorado is one of 6 states that are projected to gain more congressional seats after the 2020 census. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.